Harper Audio presents Isaac Newton by James Glick. Read by Alan Corduna. Isaac Newton said he had seen father by standing on the shoulders of giants, but he did not believe it. He was born into a world of darkness, obscurity, and magic, led a strangely pure and obsessive life, lacking parents, lovers, and friends, quarreled bitterly with great men who crossed his path, veered at least once to the brink of madness, cloaked his work in secrecy, and yet discovered more of the essential core of human knowledge than anyone before or after. He was chief architect of the modern world. He answered the ancient philosophical riddles of light and motion, and he effectively discovered gravity. He showed how to predict the courses of heavenly bodies, and so established our place in the cosmos. He made knowledge a thing of substance, quantitative and exact. He established principles, and they are called his laws. Solitude was the essential part of his genius. As a youth, he assimilated or rediscovered most of the mathematics known to humankind, and then invented the calculus, the machinery by which the modern world understands change and flow, but kept this treasure to himself. He embraced his isolation through his most productive years, devoting himself to the most secret of sciences, alchemy. He feared the light of exposure, shrank from criticism and controversy, and seldom published his work at all. Striving to decipher the riddles of the universe, he emulated the complex secrecy in which he saw them encoded. He stood aloof from other philosophers, even after becoming a national icon. Sir Isaac, Master of the Mint, President of the Royal Society, his likeness engraved on medals, his discoveries exalted in verse. "I don't know what I may seem to the world," he said before he died. "But as to myself, I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore and diverting myself in now and then finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered before me." An evocative simile, much quoted in the centuries that followed, but Newton never played at the seashore, boy or man. Born in a remote country village, the son of an illiterate farmer, he lived in an island nation and explained how the moon and sun tug at the seas to create tides, but he probably never set eyes on the ocean. He understood the sea by abstraction and computation. His life's path across the Earth's surface covered barely 150 miles. From a hamlet of rural Lincolnshire southward to the university town of Cambridge, and thence to London. He was born in the bedchamber of a stone farmhouse on Christmas 1642, as the calendar was reckoned in England, but the calendar was drifting out of step with the sun. His father, Isaac Newton, yeoman, had married at 35, fallen ill, and died before his son's birth. English had a word for that. The child was posthumous, thought unlikely to resemble the father. This first Isaac Newton left little trace, some sheep, barley, and simple furniture. He endorsed his will with his X, for like most of his countrymen, he could neither read nor write. He'd worked the land of Woolsthorpe, a place of woods, open heaths, brooks, and springs, where underneath the thin soil lay a grey limestone from which a few dwellings were built to last longer than the common huts of timber and clay. A road of the Roman Empire passed nearby, running south and north, a reminder of ancient technology still unsurpassed. Sometimes children unearthed antique coins or remains of a villa or wall. The second Isaac Newton lived to be 84, gouty and rich. He died in London at the end of the winter of 1727, a prolonged and excruciating death from a kidney stone. England, for the first time, granted a state funeral to a subject whose attainment lay in the realm of the mind. The Lord Chancellor, two dukes, and three earls bore the pall, with most of the Royal Society following behind. The corpse lay in state in Westminster Abbey for 8 days and was buried in its nave. Above the grave was carved an ornate monument in grey and white marble. The figure of Newton recumbent, the celestial globe marked with the path of a 1680 comet, and angelic boys playing with a prism and weighing the sun and planets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?